Good morning to the Brunswick Junior High School Choir, and welcome to the Great East Musical Festival here at Amesbury Middle School. My name is Jeff Leonard, and it's a pleasure to be with you here on Friday, May 24th, and I'm looking forward to your performance this morning. Okay, and here we go. I've got to say, you're setting a really nice mood for this. Nice job with the duple. Try and keep it try not to slide into it. Good. Closing consonant. Sustain that through. Don't let the sustained notes die away. Let it finish up the thought and push us into it so the message of the piece comes through. Eaves. Good. It's a nice setting of that text. The wheel goes slowly around it. Nice set. Let's get a sustain that all the way out. Two full beats. Round. Give us a little bit more close on it. All right. So the middle line. Make sure you're coming in a sort of a difficult place, in the middle of a texture that already exists. So you might have to emphasize that a little bit more and bring it out so we can really hear it. The rest of them can sustain a little bit softer. Yeah, sustain the B4 a little bit longer so we hear that suspension realized from the D to the E, from the E to the D in the second part. So we get that nice second that resolves to the minor third and really hears the richness in the chorus, and the middle part can come out a little more on that. Okay. We're a little bit, and this is, I'm going to talk about this, I'm sure, you know, Brian will speak about this too. We're a little bit disunified with vowel sound. Some of the lower parts, particularly the men, but others as well, it's a little bit horizontal sometimes. Keep it rounder, more open, think more ah, and round those vowels out, and don't let the ends where you come to it, or even the diphthongs, don't let them brighten up. Keep them nice and dark and let us hear them as they move through. Yeah, instead of and, think and, the mill and I are gray. So you want to think those as rounder, darker vowels, which will really help with the mood of this piece. All right, let's make sure you get a little space on the wreck. Because you got a little comma there, you got a new idea coming in, and let us get the K out so that it's a little crisper. Nice job with the middle part there, that's good and strong. Okay, try not to break that round. Don't let slowly space around. Slowly hold it right to round. It was almost there. All right. Even coming down to a soft ending, close with a D on that round. Even if it's a soft D, but let us make sure so it doesn't sound slowly round, which is where it came out. All right, nice, beautiful piece, very nicely done. Think about those lyrics as you're singing them, and look for more verticality and roundness to the sound. Don't want it to get too bright. Love this piece. Alright, so we're rewriting the melody a little bit. We got two E's on that, and the melody's written as a C to an E. So make sure we either change it on the score so we know, but also, you know, not what the Beatles recorded, but make sure that you're singing the arrangement. If you make conscious choices to change it, make sure we're aware of it. That helps. Word. That's nice. Oops, make sure you're all there. Duh. Okay, close those consonants. That's not bad. Ride was a little passive, it can be a little more. Okay, be careful about how much you bend into those notes on the top. We want to hear the chromatic motion in the middle part, it's got to come out a little bit more. And if we overbend on the E's on the top, we're not going to hear the motion. We're going to be distracted by that. So make sure when there's a chromatic motion underneath, not to overbend on the when I'm 60. You know what I'm saying? So the do's, gentlemen, can come out a little bit more. The bottom parts can just be a little stronger, a little bit more supportive, and round. Could release on that. Form. Fill in a form. Closing consonants. Really critical to helping us understand the lyrics. Good release, good blend, good balance on that last one too. Nice work and fun interpretation of it. Same thing at the beginning. Make sure that you're singing the notes that of the melody. You're singing it like you've heard it, as opposed to the way it's written. You know, if you make a conscious decision to change it, that's fine. But try and keep us informed so we know what we're listening to and where we're going. Okay. Okay, so here's what when doing this in Spanish, we need to make, with the Spanish parts, we need to make sure that the vowels are very pure and very Spanish. They can't sound like Spanish being sung in an English accent. Got to be real careful about the roundness of the O's and the A, so we don't get... We get the context, so when you're going back and forth between the two, it's a clear difference. Okay, we're a little bit disjunct rhythmically. We're not quite vertically aligned on everything. Now we're back together. Heart, with the comma after it ends the phrase. Make sure we put the release on it. That was nicely done. We're getting delante, had a more proper Spanish accent in it, and then the vowels were a little purer. Good. Easy here. Make sure you're really feeling pulse, because it's taken off a little bit, and the lineup of the lyrics and the syncopations is not quite together with the piano. Nice job with the closing T on heart. This works nicely, building it up and keeping a nice balance between them. There's a nice transparency there. I can hear all the parts. Good job on the modulation. There's a good aggressive sound here. You smile a little bit and bring yourselves into this. This is a happy song. You guys can communicate more. I see a few of you who are really into it, and some people are sort of going through the motions. Try and connect with this so you really connect with your audience a little bit. We sometimes listen with our eyes when we're getting, that's how you connect with us to draw us in. Okay. So just the few things on there. Be really careful in the foreign language that you are really paying attention to the appropriate accent and vowel sounds. It's really critical for the authenticity of what's going on there. When you get into the real busy rhythmic stuff, lock it in and connect it more. Make sure that you're all feeling the pulse. This could be done perhaps in a rehearsal with maybe even people walking in time or moving in time in place, so you really feel the relationship between the pulse and the syncopations you're singing. All right, thanks so much.